Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roxy Lawson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Wellage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. And now, play ball. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrasquel covering, for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Case for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara, who is chasing the ball. Travis reaches third base with a triple. Lewis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball towards center. Hoag catches it and throws to home to double up Travis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lawson, and towards Berardino, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carrasquel, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carrasquel, and towards Travis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Wright reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0 for 1 in the game. Welledge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glenn. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wellage. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Glenn scores. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-1 in the game. Washdell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field. Thompson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0 for 2 in the game. Welledge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Glenn for a passed ball. Welledge moves to second. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 2 in the game. Washdell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Case takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-3 in the game. Washdell takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazara strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.